Blog Talk Radio.
Joining the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, and today's song is courtesy of Earth, Wind, and Fire, and it's called Shining Star. And I chose that song today because our featured guest is a shining star. And before I introduce him, I want to read a little bit about his background. Eloquently speaking about my buddy, Eugene Saber Beach. Eugene is a wonderful husband, father, grandfather. He is a writer. He is a poet. He is an inspirational and motivational speaker that genuinely cares about humanity, is intentional about encouraging others and making them smile. Gifted with the vigorous ability to make people laugh and smile in the midst of their trials and tribulations. Gene is a gift from God to this world. Gene is a gift from God to me. Known as the funny man, Gene's favorite quote is, "You have to be real with yourself before you accept others to be." And at this time, I would like to welcome none other than Mr. Positive himself, Gene Saber Beach. How are you?
I am doing well. After that introduction, I'm looking around trying to figure out who you're talking about.
I am talking about Mr. Positive.
You had me looking like, wow, okay, what are we talking about? I thank you for your kind words, my friend. We've been friends for a while.
Yes.
And how
yes,
are you doing
have.
Today?
I am doing great. I am excited about this opportunity to celebrate you for Black History Month. And we have some background noise in the background a little bit. And I chose the song Shining Star because, Gene, sometimes we focus so much on what we do and we don't look for the accolades from other people. And you don't. You just do what you do. But you shine so well. And you are a shining star. So where does all of that glitter come from? All that joy?
It just comes from believing in people. I believe that we all still are possible of being good if we just try hard. Because you remember in the old days, you know, everybody got along together. People would do meals if somebody needed something. And it really sounds cliche, but it really took a village to raise our children.
Yeah.
So I believe that we all have the ability to be positive if we want to.
So you're saying that it's a choice? We could choose to be positive or we could choose to be negative?
Yes, we can choose that. I truly believe that from the bottom of my heart that we can choose that.
So when I was reading in your bio, it says that you have a vigorous ability to make people laugh and smile in the midst of their trials and tribulations. Tell me how that whole, how that started with, because that's something that's hard to do. You know, a lot of people are hurting and they are going through many trials and tribulations, hurts, pains, disappointments. And I know that you have a series of videos that you do on YouTube, and I may be getting ahead of myself, but how did you start encouraging people in the midst of their trials and tribulations?
Well, I first started doing that when I noticed when I was going through problems, there wasn't that many outlets there for me. So I had to make an outlet to be able to project to other people. Because when I was going through my trials and tribulations, there was nobody there. So now that I went through that and God allowed me to go through that journey, I feel it is my duty to give back to the people that are in the community. Because a lot of times people wake up and there's no one that cares about their problem. There's no one that cares about them. There's no one that's giving an ear for them to listen. So I had to come through the depths of being everything going bad to the, you know, to the depths. And then I raised my, I got myself out of that. And that's why I have the ability to talk to people and make them laugh.
Well, thank you so much. You know, personal testimonies are awesome because it encourages others to endure and go through their trials and their tribulations. So we just want to say thank you on behalf of all of your followers around the world because you have been touching the lives of people around the globe for such a long time with your inspirational messages, with your poetry. And we want to take this opportunity to give a shout out to your wife, Mary. Hi, Mary. We know that you are listening. God bless you. And we are happy to celebrate your husband today for Black History Month. And, Gene, is there anything that you would like to say to Mary to encourage her for all of your support, all of her support to you through the years? And you both have been such an encouragement to each other, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to do that.
Well, I believe, you know, I'm really thankful for having her on the journey with me. We've been through so much, and I thank God every day for them being there. Because a lot of times I didn't think I can make it through, as they say, through the fire, but I did.
Amen. And we give God the glory for that. Now, and on that note, you said on the page when you was featured in Eloquently Speaking, you said everyone has a story to tell. Some are funny, some are sad, and some have deep meanings to that person. All we have to do is listen and let the story tell itself. And then the picture there is pick your battles. Not everything is worth flipping out over. And I think that is so profound, because when we go through trials and tribulations, a lot of times we pick like the littlest things and make a molehill out of it. We make things way bigger than they need to be. But you, I have known as I have gotten to know you, you are a wonderful storyteller. And sometimes it's just with 1, 2, 3 lines. You know, the messages that you be sharing to encourage people, they are funny, but the meanings are powerful. And I know you have some groups that are on Facebook, on social media. So I want to give you the opportunity to tell the audience about what you're doing and how they can contact you on social media and hear some of these stories.
Wow. Okay. I have one group called Discovering All Things in Life, and that one's about the everyday things that you see that sometimes you don't take a moment to look at. So much in life we're rushing, and we miss the little signs that God's telling us he's right there. And we, as they say, we fall asleep on it, and we need to get woke. So that's one of my sites. It's called Discover All Things in Life, and that's on Facebook. Then I also have another group. It's called Random Thoughts with Gene Sevier Beach. And what I try to do with this site is try to get people to talk about grown folks' business, to talk about what's going on in their life. And a lot of times people think that their problems are trivia and nobody wants to listen, but that's not true. Somebody's out there and somebody wants to listen. And I want people to feel that. And then I got another one that's called Finding Positive Stories and Quotes to Make You Feel Good About Yourself. Too many times we wake up and we don't feel good about ourselves, or we don't feel good about those around us. So we need to get out of that mindset of waking up going, oh, my God, it's negative. If you woke up in the bed, that's a plus. If you woke up, your feet touched the ground, that's a plus. If you woke up and felt a roof over your head, that's a plus. Am I right?
That's right. It's indeed a blessing.
And then my other passionate one is, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
My other one I really love is called Real Life Modes with Gene Sevier Beach. And I try to get people's insights and issues that are in their mind. Because if you turn on the news, everything is negative. If you look around the corner, everything is negative. We need to stop that. If we can do it one seed at a time, we can change everything.
Yes, that is so true. Celebrating you for Black History Month. And you know, with Eloquently Speaking, the open mic, we always celebrate our beautiful Black brothers. And there is so much happening in this world today. Do you have a real life moment? And not just our Black brothers, but just for men in general that are looking to go in a new direction, that are looking to get on top, that's kind of been going through some things, and now the new year is here. Just what encouraging, what real life moment do you have to share with them today?
I'm glad you asked that. And for a lot of Black men, we need to stop letting society dictate to us how we should act. We come from a tribe of strong Black men. That's always been our heritage. That's always been our history. And we need to get back to that. It used to be brothers had each other's back. There was no question about it. Brothers used to walk the street. And that's the original gang, not to off the subject, but that's the original subject, that men used to look out for each other. And we need to get back to that. You know, we're too old to be these hip-hoppers, saggy jeans, or trying to be something we're not. We need to go back where our women feel protected, where our children feel loved. And this is what we need.
And I could not agree with you more. And that's why I take the time to encourage the men so much on all of my social media, because one, I've been called to men, and two, we need somebody to stand in the gap for you all. And I know I am not the only one, but I believe in so many areas we need to go back to the basics. And
yes,
there are a lot of positive black men that are doing wonderful things that we never hear about, which is one of the reasons I started. Exactly. And that's why you have your group, and that's why I have my group. And for those of you that are listening, we are celebrating Black History Month today with Mr. Positive, Gene Saber Beach. And if you would like to give him an encouraging word, if you would like to encourage him for all that he has been doing through the years, I encourage you to press 1 pound so that you can grace the mic and speak directly to Gene. And Gene, I want to say thank you for, you know, what you just said. Because there was, you said there was a time when brothers, when y'all used to have each other's back.
Yes.
And we need to get back to that. And so how do you recommend we start that? Like, I want to really start doing some awareness in that area to work with you to help bring the brothers back to the table where you guys can rap about real issues, real life moments, because a lot of brothers are going through stuff alone, like you said, and they just need somebody to be there, to listen, to encourage them through the process.
Well, my biggest thing is, black women, stop putting your men down. If he's working that 9 to 5, he's sweeping floors, wherever he's doing, stop putting him down and saying you're nobody. Stop putting him down and saying you're never going to be any. If that man is coming home to you every night, he's making sure you got a plate to eat from, he's making sure that you got a roof over your head, and he's loving your children, give him a break. Stop saying how bad he is. The other thing I like to do with brothers is to get a fellowship going, and I encourage them to write their issues, to inbox me, and tell me what's going on in their life so we can address it. We're so afraid to show our soft side. They say, you know, brothers, if you show your soft side, you're nothing. That's not true. That's not true. Nobody in life makes the journey by themselves. Somebody is on that journey with you, and we need to recognize each other, stand up, hold our head proud, and stop listening to the naysayers. And that's what I encourage with all these groups. It may sound like it's redundant, positive, positive, but that's what's going to change everything. Let's stop shooting each other over colors. Let's stop shooting each other over drugs. We're not even manufacturing these things, but yet we're willing to kill each other to look cool. Life ain't about that. I'd rather go shop at Walmart and be dressed in Walmart, and I still think I'm fly.
Look, I know that's right, and it doesn't matter where it comes from. It's like you said, it's about being grateful. Earlier,
yes,
you said if you woke up in the morning, and that's something to be grateful for, and if you got clothes on your back and shoes on your feet, I don't care where it comes from. It's a time to say thank you.
And also, real quick, not to cut you off, I do want to say thank you to you. You were the first person that believed in me. You were the first person that says, Gene, I'm going to hook you up so you can write better stuff. And you encouraged me. Everybody said, you know, Gene only writes 4 lines, but it's just the meaning of the words that get heard. And I appreciate you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You know, when I first met you and reading your, you know, we was in a lot of poetry groups and everything, but the things you said, it had so much meaning. And, you know, you helped me through a very difficult time. And I just thank God for your friendship, because you have just been a phenomenal friend. You are a part of Eloquently Speaking from the very beginning. And I thank you for the love just now. And I never will forget the times that I had to push you.
Yeah, you did.
Because Gene was like, I'm not.
Go you first.
You was like, I'm not feeling that. No, no, no. And sometimes we don't see what other people see. And we can see, like, you saw greatness in other people and you did your best with encouraging them. But I was like, no, this my buddy. I got to push him. And so I am so proud of you. And it is a privilege and an honor to celebrate you today. And that's why I chose this song, A Shining Star by Earth, Wind, and Fire, because you know, eloquently speaking, you shine in your shine.
Yeah, we went through the trenches in that group, but we made it.
Look,
I didn't always agree with you, but we made it.
Yes, we did. And that's what it's all about. We're going to go through trials, tribulations, and we're going to have disagreements, but it's how we overcome, and that's the important thing.
That is so true. Amen.
That is the important thing. And so now here you are, shining your shine. Do you still have Eugene's Corner?
Yes, I do. I still have that one, too. I'm surprised you remember that one. I still have it.
Okay, so tell us about that one.
Well, Gene's Corner is just about giving you outlets and resources how to do a little better. Because I'm a veteran, and I want to help other veterans. Because a lot of times we serve our country and they forget about us, and they just push us aside. But Eugene's Corner has been there for veterans. I'll give you resources and links, and I'll be coming out with some new pages on stuff that I'm really going to get more in depth on how the black man can be stronger and the things we need to do. And also, to the other listeners that listen, it's not just the black man. It's all men. We need to come together, play these games, and get things right for our future, our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our girlfriends, people who depend on us. We need to stand up, as they say, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and stand up and be a man. That's what we need to do today.
Yes, I agree. And I totally agree. And I'm always encouraging the women to support our men and to love one them. You know, a lot of times, past tense, you know, putting the men down, and some women still do that, but we have a lot of positive sisters that do encourage our men. And with the right support,
you're right about
everybody,
that.
We do. And we need to give them kudos because this year is a year of restoration, Gene, and I know you know that. And
yes.
I just believe that so many marriages, so many relationships, so many families, you know, that's been torn apart. I believe that it's just a time of reconciliation, and that brokenness, we're going to see wholeness. And I'm excited about that.
You're definitely right about that because, you know, he's driving that old work truck. He's wearing those old worn boots. Give him some love. Give him some love because he'll go further than you think it. A lot of people think if you say I love him, he won't believe you, but it goes far. It's going to make him want to work a little harder. It's going to make him want to get in the trenches a little longer to provide for your family and the basis because he loves you. He just wants to know that he's loved. And it goes for both ways. Men, we need to tell our women we love them too. She doesn't have to be wearing a thong. She doesn't have to be wearing something in the strip club. She can wear something down to her knees. You know, she needs to know she's loved too and respected. And that's what it's about. It's a partnership. You love me, I love you, and we can make it.
Amen. That is so true. I like that. And on that note, with your permission, I would like to share one of your poems that you wrote entitled Explore. And it's entitled Dear Self, because
that'll be
you're
great.
Saying, okay, and then I want you to get ready to share some of your poetry, too. But for those of you that are listening, this is Eloquently Speaking Open Mic, and our featured guest today is Eugene Saber Beach. And I am going to share one of his poems that's directly lined up with what he just said. Dear Self. It's been a while since we talked. Sometimes I catch myself talking to you and wondering why me when things don't go right. When I share these feelings with people, I get the usual answer. Oh, hang in there. Things will be better soon. Or turn it over to God and he will make a way for you. It's not that I'm questioning God, but I'm asking God, and I truly believe he's a compassionate and understanding God, and he doesn't mind me asking him questions. I thought I had the master plan for success when I hit 50, but damn, reality hit me square up in the mug. But I guess things could be worse. but then I'm sure I'm pretty close to worse. But I'm not going to sit here and sing myself a pity song. Yes, I am taking steps to change my circumstances and my surroundings. Well, so nice having a conversation with you again. We got to do this more often than not. And signed, Self. And you wrote that piece on January the 15th, 2016.
Wow.
So talk to me about that. I know that's a blast from the past, but it's a powerful message. And sometimes we need to talk to self. We need to encourage self. We need to present questions to self. Because if you take your time and really talk to you and honestly answer the questions, you can resolve a lot of your issues. And like at the beginning of the show, it's all about choices. You can choose to be positive or you can choose to be negative.
That is so very true. That is so... Well, when I wrote that, a lot of times we're afraid to get in touch with our inner selves. A lot of times we just sit there and we're humdrum every day. We just walk around going, eh, I'll make it. Everything will be all right. But that's not what it's about. You have to believe in yourself. If you believe in anything in life, you've got to believe in self. Because not believing in self, nothing's going to happen. You can't ask anybody to motivate you if you don't want to motivate yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times we get stuck in this rut and we don't want to do anything. We talk about how somebody's got their foot on our neck, how we're not making it, but it's much more than that. And a lot of people don't want to hear it. You're going to find those who don't want to hear it, how motivated you are. They're going to say, well, you're just talking. You don't know anything.
Right.
You got to take it from yourself to feel it.
That's true. And you got to believe in yourself.
Yeah, without self, you got nothing.
That's right. So do you have any poetry or anything you want to share with the audience today?
I had a little bit. You know, it's been a while since I've done that.
That's okay.
Let's see what I got here. Let's see. What do I got? Where do I got? All right. So do you want to take a break or you want me to go ahead and try to pick up something now?
Oh, you could go straight into it. The mic is yours.
Okay, let's see what I got right here. I got, it's called, it's real short. It's called Believe, you know, I always write short stuff. It's called Believing in Something. I still believe there's goodness in people, but I'm not so naive to think negativity doesn't rule the world at times. I believe if I can help one person at a time with just a little positivity in their day, that maybe they will pay it forward to someone else that needs it as well. I believe everybody has a story to tell, but few find a listener. I still believe in the concept that true love still exists. I still believe in the goodness of people and the peace.
Very nice. Very nice. I like that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And, you know, and at the end of the day, that's all, you know, believe in me. Encourage me. Push me to be all that I can be, because that's what I'm going to do for you. And that's the power we have. As writers, as poets, even, you know, the motivational speakers, our words bring life to so many people.
You're so right.
And you do a wonderful, wonderful job with that. And I thank you and I salute you and I celebrate you today on Eloquently Speaking Open Mic. So, and I know
so
we have... Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime. You're welcome here all of the time. So I want to talk about your videos for a moment and give you an opportunity to give your shout out. How you do with your videos, the early morning wake-up calls that people all over the world be, like, so excited and laughing and just look forward to hearing from you.
Well, the videos I do is not long enough. I'm working on that. But I like you said, I try to give an encouraging word every morning. A lot of times we don't hear that encouragement. So my video, I like to tell people, you know, how I feel about them and how it can really, you know, how your day can be. And I always tell people when I do my videos, you're in love today, you're in love tomorrow, you're in love forever. Your man, Gene's going, bye, bye, baby. And I tell people, I want them to feel the energy. I want them to feed off my energy. I want them to get out there and just skip to work. It may look silly, but hey, as long as you feel good from that energy. And that's what I try to do with the videos. A lot of times you get people telling you what to do, but they don't tell you how to do it. And a lot of friends have pointed it out to me. And they said, Gene, you're showing us how to do it. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to be what God is allowing me to be. And any way he wants to use me, that's the way I want to be. I may not be perfect, but I'm on people's side, and I want them to know that.
Awesome. Totally, totally awesome. And could you give your contact information for YouTube so that people can contact you?
Yes, I have the you can reach me the email at KOOLIN77@Yahoo. And they can also reach me through Facebook, Gene Sabir Beach. And they can also reach me through Instagram, Eugene's Positive Energy. And if you really, really get bored after that, you can reach me at Cooling77 at Twitter. I haven't tried Snapchat yet, but I'm getting there.
Okay. And please feel free to post all of your links, because I've been putting little things that we're saying on my page underneath your advertisement for today. And please put
okay,
all of your links there. Please put all of your links there. And I'm going to – I have your page. I have you listed as one of the groups that I highlight on the radio page. So
oh, good. I appreciate
I'm always,
that.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm always directing people to you because it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and it's helping spread the love and the positive energy. So we will
–
go ahead.
Let's take a moment to give you applause. I see you shining. You think nobody's watching you. And it's when you think no one's watching you, it's when they're really watching. So you keep on shining, Stacey. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you so much. You know, I've come a long way. We both have. And I'm just...
Yes, you have.
You know, one of the things that encourages me the most about everything that we talked about, it's the short story that you mentioned. And when you say
yes,
everybody has a story, and you know better than anybody, I always say my private pain for public profit. And I've been sharing my story. I've been sharing my hurts. I've been sharing my pains, my accomplishment, and doing what you're doing, but just doing it the way God gave me to do it, and encouraging and motivating people. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
But it is. Yes.
People need to hear stories, real stories, like your real life moments, because they need something they can relate to know, hey, if they got through this, I can get through this too. So I thank you for encouraging me. I appreciate it. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to keep doing what I do because I love doing what
I
do.
And I appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing. When you think no one's listening, no one's looking, I'm there. You were doing great. And I thank everybody today for listening to the show.
Thank you so much. And we want to give anybody that's listening, I know we have some callers on the line, thank you for joining us today. I know Walt Lunsford is here, and we thank you for just... Yeah, hold on. I'm going to bring him on now. Okay, hi, Walt. How are you? And he might be driving there on the truck, but he is here.
Yeah.
But Walt, we know that you're there and you're listening.
Hey, hey, I'm
you...
here. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
I'm sorry. Hey, how you doing, G?
Hey, Brother Walt, how are you?
I'm all right. Hanging in there. Listening to you, as always. Do a great job every morning trying to get people motivated and give them something positive to start life on.
Well, I thank you a lot. I do appreciate that.
Well, you know, I get to you when I can. A lot of times I'm busy in the morning and my schedule changes quicker than I can keep up with it sometimes. But
in case
don't ever
y'all
think
don't know,
that
Brother Walt out there driving his truck, he's trying to make a living. He's trying to make that palace for his woman. So let's give him a round of applause for that. I see you out there.
Yay!
Yahoo! Yay, Walt!
Yeah, man, I try to keep up with my cousin there, so...
Yeah, I know it's hard out there trying to keep up with everybody.
But just keep doing what you're doing, bro.
I thank you so much, brother.
Need,
take care of yourself. God bless you.
We need more people out there like that trying to inspire people.
I'm going to keep trying to motivate him. I'm going to keep trying.
Well, I'm glad that you two got a chance to talk to each other and, you know, to love on each other because you have been friends. I feel like we're at the table right now. The circle is complete. And I'm just
crazy.
Happy. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Look, spilling over on the signs, that's crazy. So I
You're
just want to...
gravy.
I just want to honor the both of you for Black History Month, for being wonderful men that are positive men, that are doing great things, that are encouraging others and taking great care of your family. And that's something that I want to highlight, Gene. I did mention that you was a husband and a father, but I salute you because you are doing an outstanding job with your children, and I know they are grown and you have grandchildren, and you are such a wonderful grandfather, and go ahead and take this opportunity to give a shout-out to your children and your grands.
I give a shout-out to so many people who have been so helpful to me. My daughter, Catherine, my son, Cameron, my best friend, Zelda, my grandchildren, Leilani, Jeremiah, Brittany, Tia, I love you all. Hugs and kisses.
And if there's anyone else you want to give a shout-out to, please take the opportunity to do that as well.
If I don't mention your name, it's probably because my mind slipped, but I love everybody who supported me. I love the people who check out my page every day. I love the people who... hit the like button, because I know you don't have to because you're so busy, but I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
And that is wonderful, and we have to give, you know, thanks to those that support us, and you have a lot of supporters around the world. And we look forward to reading your books one day, and I know that you're working on
it's
that.
It's coming.
Yes, and I, you know, just let me know. We'll do the book review, a book signing, all of that stuff. We're going to support you all of the way. But we are coming to, yes, I'm excited for you. Look, my book is coming too, long overdue.
I can't wait. I get the first one.
Yes, you do. You do. You get the first signed one, and Walt, you get the second one. So both of y'all will get one. So we are coming to the end of today's show. And I want to close out with honoring Gene Saber Beach and Walt Lunsford and all men all over the globe. Now, when I first wrote this poem, it was entitled Beautiful Black Brothers, but I'm going to say for all brothers, because as Gene said, it's not just about a black man. But we have to understand this is Black History Month, and our black men have gone through so many things, and even today there are so many senseless deaths that are taking place. And so we take a moment of silent meditation just to say we remember those that are fallen today on Black History Month. And so we honor those. From the bottom of our heart, but not all, and I have to go with the black. I can't, like, ad-lib it. I have to do what I wrote. Not all black brothers have gone astray, Beautiful black brothers, today is your day. Beautiful black brothers, standing tall with pride, you have your family right by your side. Beautiful black brothers, I am so proud of you, providing, educating, and positive discipline too. Beautiful black brothers, creating a safe environment for our children to belong. Beautiful black brothers, I need you to be strong. Beautiful black sisters, like a tree in the summer, standing tall with its leaves, honoring our beautiful black brothers, loving them, respecting them, helping them, motivating them, and encouraging them to be all that they can be. Beautiful black brothers and sisters, nurturing one another in love. And this is Eloquently Speaking, That's That Peace, and I dedicate it to Gene Sabre Beach and Walt Lunsford. And Gene, I celebrate you today on Black History Month because you have made history. And you have been a household name in many, many homes. You have encouraged so many people and inspired so many people. So we thank you for being positive and all of the positive energy that you bring to this world. On behalf of the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, we are here for you. We will continue to support you with all of your endeavors, and we give you this opportunity for the closing remarks.
I thank you for your kind words. I thank you for those people who took time out of their life to listen to a video, listen to a quote, to listen to me just babble. I appreciate all of you. I ask God to keep you, every one of you, safe. And I am so proud to be called your friend. And that is all.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and thank you all for joining us, and everyone have a blessed day. Bye-bye.